This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 331. And today we're going to be talking about imagery, or as I like to refer to it, as mental rehearsal. Now, before we get started, just want to define the difference. When we use the term, or at least when I use the term with my clients, imagery or visualization, many of them just perceive that or interpret that as just seeing the picture of what they want to accomplish, or seeing a picture of, you know, if I say, imagine yourself up by a lake, they'll just see themselves by the lake. When I talk about mental rehearsal, what I mean there is a full sensory experience. That is, if I say, see yourself up to the lake, how does it feel to be laying on the grass? What do you hear? What do you smell? So mental rehearsal really involves a full sensory experience. And this is where we can create the most change in our behavior in our life, is using mental rehearsal. But I use the word imagery just because a lot of folks, that's what they feel is, they think mental rehearsal might be just for sports, where imagery is for everything. But for the purpose of this podcast, I'm going to be using the word mental rehearsal, and it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be for sports or before some critical event in your life. So with mental rehearsal imagery, one of the key things is to understand that is our behavior, 95% of our behavior is controlled by our unconscious mind. And we don't know what we're doing, right? The conscious mind is the goal setter. The unconscious mind is the goal getter. So if we are producing results that are different than what we want, we have to look at our unconscious mind as driving that behavior. And what's the best way to change that behavior is through programming or reprogramming our unconscious mind. Now, because our unconscious mind, the language of it is in pictures and symbols, it's best to use mental rehearsal imagery, but mental rehearsal to change that. And if you're not using mental rehearsal in your daily practice, you're missing out on a whole lot of potential within you. Now, you don't have to be an athlete. You don't have to be going in front of a big sales meeting to do mental rehearsal. And actually, the more you do mental rehearsal, the more acute you're going to be, the more proficient you're going to become at it, and the more you're going to start to see the results in your day. So for instance, you know, there's morning meditations where you can listen to them. There's some great meditations on YouTube. There's some guided meditations. These are wonderful ways to start, to have somebody guide you through it. And many of them will have you describe a picture or create a picture. But every single day, how do you want your day to go? Think about it. How do you want to move through your day? What is the goals? What things would you like to get accomplished throughout your day? And spend 15, 20 minutes with some, if you don't want to use the YouTube stuff, just get some quiet music and see yourself getting out of bed. See yourself going to work or wherever you are. See yourself doing the things that you need to do, but also feel it. How would it feel when you get the first thing accomplished? How is it going to feel? What else are you going to hear? So for instance, if you have to go out and run some errands and you've been putting it off, see yourself getting in the car. So when I say see yourself, look at it through your own eyes. If you have to see it from as if you're watching a movie, that's okay too. But the more you can see it happening through your own eyes, like you see your hand going to the car door, opening it up, you see yourself sitting in the car, putting your hands on the steering wheel, starting the ignition, driving to the store, you see yourself going to the aisle that you want to get, you get the thing that you need to get, and you move on. And this is just a simple way of doing some a mental rehearsal. Now, the thing with mental rehearsal, it's called rehearsal. It develops, you become better at it the more you do it. So don't just wait for important things to happen in your life. Do it on a regular basis. You brush your teeth regularly. You eat regularly. You do all these other things regularly. Include mental rehearsal as a regular part of your practice. And the best way to do it is first thing in the morning. So when you wake up, maybe even set your alarm a little bit early. Oh, heavens forbid you start to take control of your life and get up a half hour early. Well, I gotta get some sleep. Then go to sleep early. Right? This is your life we're talking about. And you can create an amazing life by just doing 30 minutes of mental rehearsal. And if you're complaining about lack of sleep and you complain about getting up early, then obviously you don't want a better life. But if you do want it, suck it up, princess, and start your day a half hour earlier with some mental rehearsal. Again, on YouTube, you can look for guided meditations on some things, or you can just put on some nice, quiet, classical music and start to see how you want your day to unfold. Actually experience it. Actually feel what it's going to be like to see how that happens. And as you become more proficient, then you're going to be able to increase the intensity of it when you do have a critical event. Let's just say you're going for a job interview. Well, if you haven't been practicing your mental rehearsal, you're going to go into a mental rehearsal for your job interview and you may not be able to bring up the emotions. You may not be able to bring up the dialogue that you like to say. So this is why it's important to practice on non-critical things so you can develop that muscle. But here's some great examples, right? If you're going to go in for a job interview, you could then mentally rehearse how you're going to go meet the piece in person, or if it's on the phone, how you're going to talk to the person on the phone, some of the questions you're going to say, how your posture is going to be, how the confidence is going to come across. All of these things, when you mentally rehearse this, it will happen during that time. It could also be, let's say you're going out on a first date and the person who you're meeting, you've seen pictures of him or her and you're very excited about it, but you want to be calm, cool, collective. Well, you see yourself being calm, cool, collective on this first blind date or this first date. If you're going into your boss to ask for a raise, you can mentally rehearse how confident, what are the things that you're going to say? Why are you going to ask for the raise? Give the justification, if you will. So all of these events you can make easier for you. And when I say easier, meaning you won't be so nervous if you mentally rehearse it. And when you mentally rehearse it, make sure you see the outcome that you want. Now, the key here is if it involves somebody else, that outcome that you want may not happen because you can't control the other person, right? If you're on a date, maybe you like that person, but that person doesn't like you. You can't control that. But what you can do is at least control yourself. And so by including the outcome that you want, it tends to lessen the anxiety around that event. Again, going into your boss, mentally rehearsing it, having your boss say, yeah, that sounds great. We'll give you that raise. He or she may not give you the raise, but it puts you in a better position when you're asking for it if you mentally rehearse that you see it happening already. And so these are some of the powerful ways that you can do mental rehearsal. But in order to become good at it during those critical events and even a sporting event, you need to be able to do it in your daily activities. And this is why I'm so adamant about starting your day off with some mental rehearsal. How do you want to see? You can pick three things for that day that you know you need to get accomplished, and mentally rehearse how you're going to do it, where you're going to be, what you're going to say. And the more you become proficient at it, that is seeing it. Seeing it as if it's happening to you. Hearing the things. If you have to have a dialogue, if you have to build something, what are the noises around it? How are you going to feel during that time? And how are you going to feel afterwards? Really full sensory. And many people have a challenge of hearing what would be happening and feeling what would be happening. This is why you want to start doing mental rehearsal with less critical events so you can start to tap into it. You may have to go back to an event in the past that you felt extremely loved. And so then you can feel the feeling of love and then use that feeling in your mental rehearsal if it's wanting to go out a date with your significant other and you want to be able to feel that love. So all of the emotions you have felt sometime in the past, and you may have to go to that past event, grab that emotion and bring it with you into your mental rehearsal. So I just want to really encourage you, really, really encourage you to put time aside and do mental rehearsal. If you can't do 30 minutes, which I can't understand why you can't, but I understand that there is a process, and perhaps set some time aside on either Saturday or Sunday when you can do it, when there's not work involved. Start off with 3 days a week. Do it for a couple of weeks and then go to 4 days and then 5 days and then 6 days and then 7 days. Start to ease into it. I'm not suggesting if you've never done mental rehearsal, don't just jump into it 30 minutes a day for 7 days. Although it's possible. The only thing that's holding you back is your story. I mean, it's truly possible. You could start today, 30 minutes today, and continue for years and years and years. But the only thing stopping you is your story and why you can't do it. So it's either, you know, you can do it. So just to make it easier to build that habit, look at doing 3 days a week, start out with 20 minutes, then go 3 days a week for 30 minutes, and then add a day to it. Hey, you have the rest of your life to master this mental rehearsal. So why not start now? Some good ways to start to develop that mental strength so that you can adhere to this program or to adhere to this schedule is through my online training program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. You can find that by going to warriormindtraining.com. And in there, you can find some online training. You get lifetime access. You'll get the book with it. You'll get some exercises with it, which includes some mental rehearsal. But the important thing here is to start taking control of your day, and you do that through mental rehearsal. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage, and remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.